You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and on Thursday last week, the people of Batley and Spen went out to vote in their historic by-election. There's been a lot of build-up and speculation surrounding this election, but what we want to know and what we want to talk about is what it was like for blind and partially sighted people, whether it was accessible and how they found it. So joining me this morning is Khalid Hussain, who is a constituent of Batley and Spen, to discuss how accessible this ballot box was. Thank you so much for joining me, Khalid. So when you went and voted last week, how did you find it? Was it accessible for you?
I think it was a mixed picture, because when I actually got to the polling clerk to register, they could see that I had a white stick, and they said, okay, well, what do you need? And I said, well, what are the options available? At that point, the clerk didn't seem to know and said, oh, I think we've got some Braille. And then I said, what does that mean, please? Can you explain a bit more? Because I thought they meant the Braille ballot paper. And then the clerk said, oh, I think we'll have to get the presiding officer to talk to you. So that was a bit, you'd expect them to know at least what Braille meant. So the presiding officer then had a word with me and explained what was available.
And what about when you got into the actual ballot box? Did you vote in private? What was that like?
In all honesty, it wasn't private. So what happened is the presiding officer said, I will read you the list of candidates. And in this case, as you know, there were 16 candidates in total, and there was somebody else who was, there as a constituent, nothing to do with me. Those people could clearly hear a list of candidates being read out. Then I said, okay, I've now chosen my candidate who I want to, and I'm sure that the person that was literally just next door to me could hear my choice of candidates. Now, I fundamental principle that we should be able to do this in secrecy. And I don't think it was a secrecy process, because I'm sure the person could hear what my choice of candidate.
How did you find it compared to previous elections that you voted in?
It was much better. The presiding officer was aware that there's a Braille, that you can use the sign for casting your vote, that the Braille was there for them. Previously, I've asked for Braille, and they said, well, we don't actually have it. We're not quite sure. We don't have it. And I said, well, can you get it? On a previous occasion, well, no, we can't. But this time, at least it was there, and there was a choice, a potential choice for people to use Braille if they wanted to.
And is it something that you want to be able to do on your own as well? There should be systems in place, and it is improving, obviously, but there should be systems in place to allow blind and partially sighted people to do it exactly the same as anybody else, in secret and in private and independently.
Absolutely. As you said, I'm a constituent, and I've been in this constituency for a number of years. It was previously that, well, you didn't have a choice. You just simply, they read out the paper, and whoever it was knew. And they would cast a ballot for you, provided you gave them. But this time, again, as so the Braille was there. But I think we are some way, I'm probably anticipating your question, which is a bit unfair, but I think we're some way from being able to confidently cast your ballot freely and in secrecy. I think we're way away from that time yet.
Well, there's definitely still a lot of room for improvement, and it needs to improve, and it needs to improve immediately, really, doesn't it? RNIB are actually currently running a campaign to get people to write to their MP to ask them to meet with the RNIB to discuss this very topic. And you can head over, Khalid, if you wanted to, Peter, your new MP, to meet with RNIB, then you can go to the campaign's website, www.rnib.org.uk, and click on campaigns. And anybody can do that, anybody, whether you're blind or partially sighted or not, and they will get the MP to come and meet with the RNIB to talk about accessible voting, because it's something that does need to change, and it needs to change very, very quickly. Khalid, while we've got you, you're doing some fundraising at the minute, aren't you? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'm doing a 13-mile hike, which is to raise funds for Macmillan Cancer.
Whereabouts are you doing the hike?
Okay, it's the Yorkshire Dales, and that's, as I said, all of the money will be going to Macmillan Cancer, which, as you know, is a charity that supports people who are living with cancer through emotional support.
Absolutely, it's a fantastic thing to do. 30 miles is a long way to go. Have you been doing some training?
I have. I've done training. I've tried to walk as much as I possibly can, drink plenty of water. So do much of preparation as I can. But you never know what it's going to be like, including the weather on the day. Is it going to be hot? Is it going to be too cold? Is it going to be raining? So you have to be able to prepare for all sorts of eventualities. What do you need to
You can
do?
never rely on the Yorkshire weather. Khalid, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck on your walk. And if you want to donate for Khalid's Walk for Macmillan Cancer Support, then you can search Khalid Hussein with no spaces on Just Giving. But for now, Khalid, best of luck with your walk. And thank you so much for joining me today on RNIB Connect Radio.